Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Fresh Atlantic salmon portions, 7-ounce farm-raised, including marinated portions, just $5.99 each. Delicious Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5, or just $1.25 each. This week's digital deal is the delicious Sumo Citrus, $2.47 per pound, limit 4 pounds. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
What is the purpose of this? Is he going to jail? Are you going to jail? You're going to get fined. We got to sit up there and go through all the pomp and circumstance when you know you're not going to do anything. He was certified as the next president of the United States of America. Come January 21st, he will be sworn in as the 47th president of the United States of America.
We the people of the United States.
More perfect.
In order to form of our perfect union.
Heritage legal expert Hans von Spakovsky.
Well, Hans, happy new year. Great to have you back on the show. Good to talk to you once again.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was Stephen A. Smith. He's pretty worked up about the sentencing for Donald Trump that's going to take place tomorrow. You've been all over this with us for the course of the lawfare that Donald Trump has been facing. You've written a piece on the Daily Signal about Fannie Willis. Her name just keeps creeping back into the story, just like she likes it, I think. Well, tell me about Donald Trump's the sphere of legal troubles that he's had, but also legal victories. And what's Fannie Willis doing in Fulton County once again?
Well, you know, we have a sentencing tomorrow. This is the case, unfortunately, presided over by Judge Merchan, who's probably one of the most politically biased judges in the country. And the judge recently basically refused to acknowledge or admit that the presidential immunity case, which was decided by the U.S. Supreme Court 9-0, had any bearing on the case before him at all, which is just one of a long series of mistakes that Merchan has made and which will be an issue. Whatever Merchan says tomorrow, that'll be an issue in the appeal that is filed by Donald Trump. The Georgia case filed by Fannie Willis, I mean, it's in its last legs. The most important thing that happened was back in December, the Court of Appeals of the state of Georgia removed Fannie Willis from the case, her and her entire office, and said, basically, you're not allowed to handle this case because of the conflicts of interest by your misbehavior. So what happens in that situation in Georgia is the Georgia state government has this thing called a prosecuting attorney's council. And the case is now with them. And they will decide whether or not this prosecution of Trump and all the other defendants should be transferred to a different county DA's office so they can continue the prosecution, or whether the case should just be thrown out and dismissed. No telling how long that will take. If I was a betting man, I would bet that they are just going to toss it out in its entirety. But the biggest thing that just happened to Fannie Willis was that she and her office just got hit with a $22,000 judgment. They're going to have to pay that amount in attorney's fees and costs to Judicial Watch. Why? Well, Georgia has an open records law. It makes most government documents public records. And Judicial Watch went to her 2 years ago and said, we want all communications that you, Fannie Willis, and your office have had with Special Counsel Jack Smith and the J6 committee. And Fannie Willis kept saying, oh, we don't have any documents. Oh, we don't have any documents. That was clearly not true. Judicial Watch filed a lawsuit. And the end result of all of this is, according to the judge's order, is they never actually looked to see whether they had any documents. They just automatically said, no, we don't have anything. And they finally, when the judge ordered them this past December, you have got to do a search, they came back and they said, well, we don't have any communications with Smith, the special counsel, but we do have communications with the January 6th committee, but they're all privileged, and we're not going to turn them over. So the judge said, you violated the Georgia Open Records Act. You are going to pay all of Judicial Watch's attorney's fees that they've had to incur in order to get you to finally comply with the law. So they're going to have to pay that over, and now there's going to be a fight over whether the documents, whatever they are they really exempt under the law, or is she once again just raising a frivolous exemption to avoid politically embarrassing documents from surfacing?
Man. Hans von Spakovsky with us, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I mean, that has been put a tent on the circus territory in Fulton County, Georgia, for quite some time, pretty much the entirety of this lawfare. You said that it's going to go into the hands of what did you call it, that where the case is going to.
Yeah, it's a prosecuting attorney's counsel. It's this state agency that represents all of the DAs throughout Georgia. They will decide whether the case continues or whether it should just be thrown out. If you want an example of what they've done, folks may remember that also 2 years ago, Fannie Willis was targeting, as part of her grand jury investigation, she was targeting a state senator for supposed participation in what, you know, Trump was doing to contest the election results. He was running for lieutenant governor at the time. And a judge 2 years ago disqualified her from being able to target this guy, Burt Jones, with her grand jury. Why? Because at the very same time she was targeting him with her grand jury investigation, she was helping his Democratic opponent raise money to oppose him in the lieutenant governor's race. After she was disqualified, same thing happened. It went to this prosecuting attorney's counsel, and just a couple of months ago, they threw out the case.
It's very dirty. It looks very, I mean, I...
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It seems like everybody else could see it from the outside looking in. You, Hans, certainly have been reflecting on this, being very well-versed in Georgia law. But there is a period of time, and God I'm hopeful that that period of time is over, where everything continued to go. You're like, well, obviously this should go, you know, A. And then, of course, we get to the result and it goes B. I think the sentencing that's taking place tomorrow is another one of those instances where it's like Judge Mershon has come out and said regarding this trial in Manhattan, I'm not going to sentence him to jail. It's just going to be like the period on the end of the sentence to make sure that he's a convicted felon, I guess, before he becomes the president of the United States. Is there justice left for Donald Trump, specifically in the Mershon situation in New York? Is there still a way that he could seek out and find justice, even in this system in New York?
Well, yes, if the courts of appeal there overturn what Merchant has done. And quite frankly, I don't understand why Merchant is still a judge. You know, he violated the judicial ethics rules of the state when he actually made a contribution to Joe Biden's campaign, which you are not allowed to do as a judge. And yet, there's been no action other than a letter of criticism from the state against him. He ought to be removed as a judge by the state legislature. He should not be presiding. He should not be a judge in the judiciary there. But the place where justice may occur, hopefully, is in the Court of Appeals. And what they need to do is throw out the entire case against Donald Trump.
So Donald Trump is found guilty. I think it was, what, 34 counts of the same thing that isn't even legitimate. You know, it's so ridiculous right. How we got to this point. He's found guilty on these charges. As of tomorrow when he's sentenced, he will be a convicted felon on these felonies that he's been charged with. Then it goes to the appeal process. Do you expect the appeal system to work to expedite this process? Are they going to draw it out forever? I mean, he'll be the president of the United States while this is unfolding.
You know, my problem is I don't trust the New York judicial system. There are too many politically biased judges in the system there who are very similar to Judge Merchant. And I'm optimistic, I hope, the Court of Appeals does the right thing and wraps this up quickly, but I just can't be sure that that's going to happen. They very well may try to drag this out so that this false label of him being a felon lasts for as long as possible. I just don't trust the New York judicial system.
The sentencing that will take place tomorrow, I don't know if you have an anticipation of what that sentencing will actually look like. But if at all, will that affect his ability to be the president of the United States?
No.
In no way.
No, it won't in any way affect it. It's simply a continuation of the publicity battle waged by the left. The same way that's what Fannie Willis was trying to do down in Georgia. She wanted Donald Trump labeled as a felon. She was hoping she could get a conviction, perhaps criminal time, to interfere with his ability to run for office. As you know, all of that has fallen apart. The federal cases have been basically the one in D.C. has been dismissed by Jack Smith. The one down in Florida is on appeal to the 11th Circuit over the fact that the judge said to Jack Smith, You couldn't have brought this case to begin with because you were illegally appointed. And just this week, that judge, by the way, in Florida, issued a stay telling Jack Smith that no, he could not release a final report publicly on his supposed findings in the case, because that's Jack Smith's last throw of the dart. He wants to issue a report in which he can make all kinds of claims against Trump, Donald Trump, and people who work for him. And remember, when they issue a report like that, you, if you're the target of it, you have no ability to contest it.
Is there anything that President Trump, once he's inaugurated, can do to rectify what's been done to him that would be appropriate?
Well, I think what needs to happen is when the new attorney general comes in, who, as you know, is Pam Bondi, former AG of Florida, has been nominated for that. She needs to come in and, frankly, clean up and reform the Justice Department. I frankly, would fire just about everybody who was involved in the prosecution of Donald Trump in Florida and in D.C. Those cases were meritless, frivolous cases. They were an abuse of the law enforcement authority, and the lawyers who were involved in that, those kind of lawyers should not be working for the U.S. Justice Department.
Well, I am looking forward to when he takes the oath of office and gets in there and gets down to business, and to watch what ends up happening with our Department of Justice, with your advice and your reaction along the way, Hans. Thank you for being here with us. Happy New Year. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hans von Spakovsky, our dear friend, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a former FEC commissioner and DOJ lawyer. Good to talk to him. In the 1 o'clock hour, we're going to speak with Congressman Mike Bost. We're going to connect with him about what he expects out of this very slim majority of Republicans in the House of Representatives. How is business being done? He's been there for a while now. So I think he came in maybe 2016, and he's seen a few things. And he knows a few things, and I'll be interested to see how he feels, if he's still kind of, you know, got a little extra pep in his step now that the new Congress has been sworn in and the president will be changing here in a few short 11 days. Congressman Boss at 125, Tyrus at 105, and Ethan in for Wiggins America next. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.